Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Okay, let's get into it. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, they're going head to head in the US presidential debate. Is the first one. It's very early. It's going to happen at about 2 a.m. Irish time tonight into Friday morning. Millions of voters are going to tune in. It is a big blockbuster television event all around the world, but especially in America. Both of these men are very unpopular, by the way, so it's going to be a tough one. Two presidents head to head. We'll have a little flavor of what happened the last time they met. It was the one and only debate they did, 2020, and you'll hear how basically how discourse in America has fallen apart in the preceding years. This is Biden versus Trump, 2020.
Folks, do you have an idea what this clown's doing?
Socialized medicine.
Mr. President. Let people know. You're a senator.
Radical left.
Would you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
A lot of people died, and a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President?
Did you use the word smart? Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you, Joe. 47 years, you've done nothing.
Well, let's have this debate.
And if you would have had, let me just tell you something, Joe. You were a senator.
You're the worst president America has ever had.
Hey, Joe, let me just say.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups?
Sure. I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing. I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it.
Give me a name.
White supremacists and right
wing. Who would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right wing militia.
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by.
And that is the infamous rallying cry for the Proud Boys, who did stand by and stand back, and they went to the Capitol Hill on January 6, 2021. It's all in a lifetime. You'd laugh, but inside you're crying. To look ahead, what we're going to expect, I'm joined on the line by American politics commentator Lorcan Nyhan. Good morning, Lorcan.
Morning, Oliver.
Are you excited about this? Do you have trepidation? How do you approach these as a commentator and analyst?
When I take myself too seriously, it's trepidation and it's the crying inside. When I take myself literally, it's entertaining and fascinating and enjoyable to think about and to try to see what's going to happen. And look, I'm in sunny Lisbon here, so it's hard to take myself too seriously.
Very good.
I overlook a balcony. So we'll enjoy it. We'll have a fun version of the discussion.
Yeah, we can. But look, what are we going to expect tonight? It's unusually early. Why are we having such an early debate in the presidential campaign?
Mainly because Joe Biden's campaign wanted it and were able to kind of, I suppose, base Trump's campaign to agree to do it early. So Joe Biden's campaign wanted this early. It's unusually early. It's before even the nominating conventions have happened, before Trump has picked his VP nominee. And therefore, it is very, very early. It's a sign that Biden's campaign, I suppose, realised they're probably behind heading into the absolute core bit of the race. They need to change the narrative ever so slightly. And they keep using the term contrast. And what they're trying to do here is, I suppose, remind people of what Trump is like. They say they want to put the contrast between him and Biden, and they say he's got more unhinged, is how they describe it. And they want to reveal that early, so that can start maybe making people tune in a bit, or the core swing voters, or the core people who voted for Biden last time and aren't likely to vote for him right now, tune in a bit more and refocus on Donald Trump. So that's what they're hoping will happen. And so tonight the stakes are pretty high, which is kind of unusual for a debate, that the stakes are genuinely quite high.
Almost all the pressure is on President Joe Biden, isn't it? What does he need to do tonight? What's the most important thing?
The most important thing for Joe Biden to do tonight is to try to dissolve the worry, the niggling doubt that people have about his age and therefore his competence to do the job. So, I mean, whether it's fair or not, a huge amount of voters have real concerns about the impact of his age and that maybe he has slipped that little bit. And that's where debates matter. If people have a niggling doubt and that niggling doubt gets cemented with a gaffe, with a slip, with a verbal error, that would be a huge issue. So if what we're talking about after the debate tonight is Joe Biden was competent, he had a bit of energy to him, he didn't make any huge mistakes, that will be a win for Joe Biden, and he'll be back in the race. If he makes a slip, though, a gaffe, the kind of thing that Biden has always been prone to, it will now be seen through the lens of the worries about the age, and he, you know, it could really, really damage him. So it's kind of high risk, high reward for him, but he needs something to kind of kick himself back into gear in this race, and that's what they're going for. So he needs to show energy, and then after that, he needs to do his best to bait Donald Trump to whine about himself rather than talk about inflation or immigration. Trump won't be good if he's talking about his trial, if he's talking about how unfair everybody is. If he's doing his kind of whining, woe is me bit, he won't be good. So Biden needs to lay a few traps to try to bait him to get emotional about himself.
The big thing that Trump did in all his previous debates, and we saw Hillary Clinton, those famous debates, three of them head-to-head in 2016, she tried to play conventional politician, talk about policies, and he would just come in with one words, but he would just totally disrupt and take over the tenor and direction of the debate. He's going to try to do that again here.
Yeah, he's a dominant figure in the way he comes in with those one-liners. I mean, in 2016, the famous one was when Hillary Clinton was doing the political speak, was talking about how worried she'd be if he was in charge of the State Department. And he came in with that one-liner of, yeah, because you'd be in jail. Yeah. And that did win that debate for him. You know, it was a one-liner. It was snappy. It was engaging. And it kind of spoke to a worry people had about Hillary Clinton. So that's what he does. Now, what is fascinating tonight is that the CNN are running the debate. They have decided to mute the other person's microphone. Yeah. We heard the clip there where they're talking over each other. That won't happen tonight because the other mic will be muted. But they'll be close enough to each other that they'll still be able to hear each other. So if Joe Biden can be speaking, Trump can be interrupting, but we won't be able to hear what Trump has said.
So and he'll be unsettled.
That's a really, really interesting dynamic.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because Biden could get, like, it's difficult. I mean, you're used to it. You produce in your ear somebody talking while you're talking, but very few people are used to that. So it's really interesting to see how that will, because he can say things. He can say things that will maybe get Biden a bit emotional, get Biden a bit angry, but Biden has to be able to verbalize that to the audience so that people can actually hear what he has said. So it's a really interesting dynamic. I'm surprised Joe Biden's campaign agreed to it or wanted it, because Trump's interruptions in 2020 worked very well for Joe Biden. He kept interrupting. Joe Biden was able to seem statesman, and he said, shut up, man, as we heard here.
That's
he
right,
reacted
yeah.
quite well. So he loses that ability this time.
And the big problem he has then, or now, that he didn't really have then, is that when he loses his train of thought, he kind of freezes Joe Biden, and he looks extra kind of bewildered, doesn't he? And that would look really bad this time out, which is what Trump will be
hoping for. And look, he's always lost his train of thought when speaking. I mean, you know, even when he was running for president, you know, in 88 or in 2008 as well, you know, he's always made those mistakes and lost his train of thought. But you're right, because he got older and he's got a little bit frailer looking, it now looks like he's a bit more confused rather than just losing his train of thought. And that would be a big issue. I mean,
it would.
I don't know how fair it is, but if it happened tonight and that's the clips that go around, because how we, I suppose, analyse debates has changed slightly. So about 60 to 65% of Americans have said they're very likely to either watch this debate or watch clips from this debate afterwards.
Right. So consume it on social media. And we've just had a discussion about disinformation and so on. And that's what's going to happen after this. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And what's going to get clipped and what 20 seconds get clipped, and that can become the reality of it. So the guy who's prepped every Democratic debater since 2008 is a guy called Ron Klein. He's very close to Joe Biden. He's prepping him this time as well. And he said that you can lose the debate at any time, but you can only win it in the first 30 minutes. And so that's, I think, a lot of what we'll be looking for tonight as well. It's the first half an hour when people are going to be watching. Biden will come in as strong as he can on areas like abortion, where he polls, you know, his views poll much better than Donald Trump's, and Donald Trump, it is a weakness. He'll come in strong there. And then after that, it's defensive. It's no gaffes, no mistakes, no clips that can get caught for social media.
The rules are also, because people want Biden to be as tough as he was, as strong and as powerful as he seemed in that State of the Union address, which was last January. But of course, that was a teleprompter, an auto cue. Tonight, you're not allowed to bring any notes with you, no pre-written, nothing, but you just get a blank piece of paper, don't you, and a pen.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's none of that, and it's a series of kind of 90-second statements or then responses to it. So, yeah, look, Biden was quite good in the asides in the State of the Union as well, but, you know, that's, you know, three or four asides through a long scripted speech. Tonight's very, very different. But, I mean, he will have spent the last two or three weeks with a stage built, full lights on, his own personal attorney, a guy called Bob Iyer, is playing Trump. So he will have spent the last 3 weeks just doing debate after debate after debate. So, I mean, he will be well prepped. The amount of preparation and the realism they try to put into that preparation is really, really, I suppose, impressive, but also shows how high the stakes are. Donald Trump takes a slightly different approach to his preparation, where he thinks his rallies are good enough prep, and he kind of sits down and chats policy with people. So, but Joe Biden, look, he'll be well prepared, he'll be well prepped, but everybody will know that.
He's taken a week off.
He doesn't come across
to do
well,
it, hasn't he? He's taken a week off.
Yeah, full week off from campaigning to run through again and again. But people will know he's prepared, and they know he's prepared. That ups the stakes even higher. Mm-hmm. Saying, well, if you can't do it now, how can you do it when you're less prepared, when you're in big meetings, etc.
Let's get to how you take on Trump. Hillary Clinton tried it in 2016. I'm going to play a clip here first. This is the first debate. It's very interesting. I'm going to play the first debate and then the third debate, because it's interesting just how hot it got between the first and third. Here's the first one, first of all, which was almost civil.
Why won't he release his tax returns? And I think there may be a couple of reasons. First, maybe he's not as rich as he says he is. He didn't pay any federal income tax. So
that makes
if he's
smart.
Paid zero...
I will release my tax returns when she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted.
This is a man who has called women pigs, slobs, and dogs.
I think my strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament. I have a winning temperament. I know how to win.
There you go. And his little one-siders, that are little words that he would put in here and there. By the time we got to the third debate, it was brutal.
I don't know, Putin. He said nice things about me. If we got along well, that would be good.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of
no
the United
puppet,
States.
No puppet. And she's been proven to be a liar on so many different ways. This is just another lie. Excuse me. My turn. Such a nasty
woman. Trust fund. There was even a time when he didn't get an Emmy for his TV program 3 years in a row, and he started tweeting that the Emmys were rigged against him.
Should have gotten it.
He's unfit, and he proves it every time.
You are the one that's unfit.
How do you take that on, Lurkin?
It's incredibly difficult. And Hillary Clinton was writing that this week in the New York Times about just how difficult it is to take him on because he's so different. Because in her view, you know, everything he says is kind of a lie or a mistruth or an exaggeration, that to get to the substance of what he's actually saying is very, very difficult. And when your political instincts are honed to take on, you know, a more traditional opponent over a long period of time, it can be very, very difficult. And also, look, Donald Trump is made for TV. He's good at the one-liners.
That's
he's
right,
entertaining
yeah.
in his quips. And he's kind of Teflon with his supporters, and it doesn't really matter what he says. They're going to work out in their own heads why they agree with him no matter what he says. So that those three things combined make him very, very difficult to take on. Joe Biden did a very, very good job last time by kind of undercutting him to a degree by just saying, look, I'm not going to explain all of his lies. Here's what I'm going to say to you, the voter. That's probably the best way of doing it. Don't try to go point to point. Just try to say, look, I've got one or two messages I want to land. The other thing Joe Biden did very, very well, as we saw it in the last clip as well.
We'll have to leave it there, Lorcan, but thanks a million.
No
and I'm delighted that in the middle of your holidays, you've taken the time to even look at this. Shows how fanatical you are. Lorcan Nyhan, thanks a million. We're going to have to take a quick break. The debate is tonight.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.